think we'll move on. Our next speaker will be Jacob Hagelbaum, who's a research scientist at the University of Washington and has been long associated with issues of independent computer security. Julie, want to have a word about him first?
Well, I have to say how much it pleases me to see Jake here today, because Jake once filled in for me at a conference in New York about a year and a half ago. And ever since that point in time, he has been detained on eight tenths of the flights that he has made in and out of the United States. So I hope Jake, it doesn't cause you any more grief, or perhaps everyone else on this panel will share the grief.
Thanks, Eric. So what I wanted to talk about today is basically summed up in three words: reject lawful interception. It can be said just as simply as that. Whenever someone says that they wish to be able to have so-called lawful interception, you should hear that as, I wish the right to be able to spy on you in a way that is completely unaccountable, that is not transparent, and you should trust us to never abuse this. This is something that we must reject, and these systems that are revealed in these documents show exactly the kind of systems that the Stasi wished that they could build. If you remember from the history books, the Stasi letter opening machines. The Stasi letter opening machines were the deep packet inspection machines of the mail service. And this document cache and these surveillance systems are specifically designed to be essentially what you would need if you wanted to have a general warrant, which is generally something that we consider to be a form of tyranny. And these systems have been sold by Western companies largely to places, for example, like Syria, and Libya, and Tunisia, and Egypt. These systems are used to hunt people down and to murder them. There's no question that these systems are used just as weapons are used. And these systems are sold not as you would sell a Nissan truck, but rather they are sold with support contracts. They are sold with training. They are sold in order to ensure ongoing service, including software updates and including individual targeting. This is something that is not actually so different, and in history we have seen this. Edwin Black wrote a book, and it's a fantastic book. I really recommend that everyone reads. It's called IBM and the Holocaust. And this is something that was done by Watson at IBM. Individually knowing about the cases, understanding that he was helping with the genocide for the purposes of profiting from it. We've dealt with this in human history before, and we need to deal with it again. There are people every day that are being murdered based on the intelligence that is gathered by these devices, and make no doubt about it, this kind of spying impacts people not just in the Middle East, but also in the West, as you see people with relations there. But additionally, these systems are deployed here, and we say, in theory in the West, that it's for lawful purposes. But I know that in my country, the NSA and NARS and AT&T collaborated in order to spy on all of the American people. So this is not something that's about us versus them. This is about everyone on the planet. And it is about us exporting these technologies, and in addition, building these technologies where otherwise they would not actually exist. It was the case in Syria, for example, that before Blue Code deployed updates, they did not have the ability to detect and to block Tor easily. And afterwards, after an engineer in California figured out how to identify the Tor protocol, they were able to, for a time, in certain parts of Syria, to block Tor. This is a force magnifier. In a country where, at least in the United States, that is an embargoed country, where these types of things should not ever arrive. And they know full well that these things are happening, and they do it because profit is more important to them than people and people's lives. And this is something that I firmly, and I believe everyone else here firmly believes, we need to stand against. It took many years for the truth to come out about IBM and the Holocaust and the amount of blood that they had on their hands. We don't have to wait anymore to find that out, and the evidence is here. And we can go after these companies by simply telling the truth about the things that they do and about the harm that they have caused.
Jacob, can I ask you, perhaps you could define a bit and tell people briefly about Tor? There are many people who wouldn't be familiar with that.
Sure. I'm here on holiday, though, so I say this just from personal use. Tor is an anonymity network that is used so that one may choose to reject lawful intercept while the rest of the world goes mad, if you will. It's a system that allows you to, without any logins or passwords, without paying at all, freely browse the internet, use different chat services in such a way that if your home internet connection were monitored, for example, with lawful intercept, or even in some cases where someone has broken into computer systems in your ISP. It allows you to anonymously use the internet in a way that those systems cannot easily monitor you anymore, so that when you visit websites or news services online, you have geographic anonymity. That is to say that they don't know where you are in the world, and the people watching you don't know who you're talking to, what you're saying, or where it is that you're going. And this is free for everyone to use. It's free software, because freedom requires free software. Thanks very much.